It's time for us to make a trip down to Chester County. We're going to check in with the Chester County School District. Chris Christoph Jr. is the Director of Marketing and Communications. And good morning to you, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Al. How
are
you doing?
Morning.
We are plugging right along. The school year is slowly coming to a safe and complete stop, but
slowly but surely.
We've got a lot of things still to take care
There's
of.
There's a lot right. packed in that slowly but surely.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our busiest times of the year, with the first time of year being spring or fall, you know, August, September is usually busy, and then there's a little bit of a lull there, and then April going into May is when it picks up again, and then we have the summer, so a lot of things going on. We have proms, graduation practices, JROTC is doing their military balls. They've been doing that past few weekends, so it's a lot of end-of-the-year stuff going on, but we're just taking it one day at a time.
Well, let's pick up, if we can, with the military ball.
Sure.
Explain what this is for those who might not realize this takes place in our high schools.
Yeah, so each high school has a JROTC program, and every year they do a military, what they call a military ball. So it's a big dinner. They invite family and friends to come out. They have keynote speakers, and they also do an award ceremony during that time. So they highlight the good things that the cadets are doing, commendations that they've done for achieving certain things within their time in the JROTC program, and it's really very well organized, as you can imagine with the military. It's very well organized.
Yes,
so it's definitely good to see the kids being highlighted, and hopefully that they continue on and pursue a military career as a result of that.
That's an event that will not run long. It starts when it starts, and it ends when it ends.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think there's a dance that they do afterwards with the kids. So, I mean, we usually don't stick around for that part. But
because we're old and we got to go to sleep.
Yeah, way past my bedtime.
No fun. No fun, right?
Yeah, my goodness. Yeah. Well, beyond that, you mentioned graduations, mm-hmm. Proms. And then you're a big part and supporter of our Prom Pledge initiative. And just kind of walk us through these ceremonies as, again, the class of 2025 is slowly getting ready to say goodbye to their school career, school career.
Yeah, it's something we look forward to every year, not saying goodbye to them, but but really celebrating, you know, the whole, 12-year career, sometimes 13 if they start early enough, but it's something we look forward to every year. And it's a bittersweet moment because they move on, and then you know, we're left with the next group of kids and kind of just get them ready for the big scary world out there. So, but yeah, the ceremonies will each take place at their respective high schools this year. As always, we'll do them in the football stadiums, and the backup plan is, of course, the gyms. Yeah, it's a very busy day, and we look forward to it every single year.
And you're already praying for no rain then,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's no fun, because then you get into tickets and then limits, and then it's no fun for anyone if we have to move it inside. So
I always enjoy when we get to learn more about the class of 2025, you know, how many, you know, the scholarship amount that these students accumulated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just some fun facts, where they're going to college, some of their majors, just... So whenever you get those fun facts with the class of 2025 for our three high schools there in Chester County, please come back and share them with us. I think that's a great way to continue to celebrate those young people who will graduate and become leaders wherever they go to school. And the goal is, if they go off to school, which is fine for college, to come back here and continue to invest in the community that helped to raise them. Mm-hmm. Of course, and we also are in your schools because of our Prom Pledge initiative.
Yeah.
And we just want to say thank you to the district for helping us get in front of these students and really embracing this message.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for supporting us. I know we've done it the past couple of years. You guys have helped us out with that, getting that message out there and just making kids aware of the danger and some of the things that could happen during prom night. You know, too often we see kids that, you know, we were young once, we get into trouble, you know, but sometimes you make the wrong call and then you pay the ultimate price for it. And that's, we never want to see that. So, so it's good that we can kind of sit them down and just make them aware, make smart choices. That's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
Healthy alternatives,
right?
To show
right, absolutely.
How you can still have fun.
Right.
And do it in a healthy way.
Correct.
Which is fantastic.
Correct.
We're speaking with Chris Christoph. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Chester County School District. Tomorrow, Thursday, March the 27th, there's a big celebration with one of the big businesses that you all partner with in Chester County.
Yeah, it's our GT Tire STEM competition, and this is, I believe, the third year we've done this. We partner with GT Tire. So each school has a STEM club program. So we have one at each school at each grade level, elementary, middle, and high school. And for 2 days, they come to the district office. They're given a project to work on. So this year, it was a self-sustained city, sort of like a city that can run its own power, water source, things of that nature. So they have to build this model of the city and kind of explain how it works. So they go in front of a panel of judges. They present their projects. They get scored based on criteria. And Thursday, they'll do a big award ceremony at the Gateway, which they pick winners from each grade level. And those kids are celebrated and given a prize. Family is also present. So it's a really big deal for these kids. It's also fun to see because I was not nearly half as intelligent as some of these kids, you know, presenting these projects. I mean, so yesterday was our elementary level, and these kids just blew me away with how they were figuring out battery-operated, EVs, and how the one group had like these archways that would just charge the vehicles.
And that's like elementary?
That's elementary. I'm like, where do they?
Well, and not only that, but then they're able to get up and give a presentation in front of a panel of adults. That's a whole another
skill
in itself. So kudos. Yeah. That's a pretty amazing
program. Yeah, one common theme was a lot of them were talking about alternative energy, like wind, water, you know, versus fossil fuels. So I think these are going to be the pioneers for, you know, alternative energy moving forward.
And again, I'm pretty sure. The hope is that they maybe go to school and get that 4-year degree, but then come back to Chester.
Absolutely.
And work in that community that raised them. So.
All right. Well, those are the headlines coming from the Chester County School District. Chris, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you.